Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 5th of November. You can smell that burning flesh as Yi and a certain basketball player are being burned at the stake, in Yi's old words, Yi being the artist formerly known as Kanye West, and a basketball player for a shit team in Brooklyn, also getting busted down for whatever they said or didn't say. So we said to ourselves, my God, these guys are a total bunch of humanitarians over there at the NBA. You know, they're very, very worried about how their fans feel and this, that, and the other thing. And the fact of the matter is the basketball player Kyrie Irving is done. He's going to sit a 5-game suspension. They want to trade him. They canceled his Nike deal. I believe he's owed a good bit of money yet. Hold on. I'm going to try to switch between these things. 2022, E is due, where is it? A lot of money. His average salary is $34 million. It was a 4-year, $136.49 million deal. This year, which is his last year, he'd be getting $36.9 something million dollars, okay? It's 29.87% of the league cap. They are going to obviously cancel that contract because he's a horrible racist. Although, once again, where's the documentation? The movie that's supposed to be so horrible is still available on Amazon Prime as of 1:49 Eastern time. And I'm not even going to bother with that anymore because I'm having so much more fun watching the pot call the kettle black. So here we have a team called the Brooklyn Nets, not the greatest team on the planet because they're not. And I guess they use any controversy possible to get rid of members of their team so that they don't have to pay severance, which I'm sure is going to be one of the issues here. And you say to yourself, how is this guy so sensitive? Well, the owner of the team, if I didn't lose him already, is a man named Joe Tsai, T-S-A-I. And we'll look at a little bit about him because I think it's very important for people to understand who it is that owns your teams. So Mr. Tsai has like $8 billion. He is originally from Taiwan, theoretically. He was a Taiwanese, ended up in Canada. For some reason in his bio, he is holding a Hong Kong SAR, which I will explain that this is a passport type. It's a Hong Kong Special Administrative Region passport. That is what he carries. It is a passport issued only to permanent residents of Hong Kong who also hold a Chinese citizenship. I don't believe Mr. Tsai is a permanent resident of Hong Kong, but he also holds Chinese citizenship. Chinese citizenship in this case is the People's Republic of China, the Communist China, not the Taiwanese Chiang Kai-shek people. So there should be an interesting thing. And that was quoted in Forbes magazine interview. So he's carrying that for some reason, possibly because of his connection to his brainchild or his friend's brainchild, Alibaba. Now, the good thing here, if you remember Alibaba, and I bet you we're not going to find it again, is it became one of the largest companies in the world. It's kind of like Amazon of China. It has a lot of features to it now that it originally didn't. And when its stock took off, it was supposed to either go completely through the roof or totally crater, depending on what the government of China wanted it to do at the time. Now, what we have here is, let's go back to Mr. Tsai real quick so we know who we're talking about and how he ended up with his Chinese passport and his communist pals, right? Give me 1 second because the thing just dropped. And you know, I'm working with a lot of money here. And we'll pull this information. It'd be easier to pull it off of, God damn it. Maybe it won't. We'll do what we normally do in these situations is where we take the information that they put themselves out there on things like Wikipedia. And then we'll extrapolate back and pick out things that are of interest, okay? So as we said, Joe Tsai, businessman, lawyer, philanthropist, Hong Kong Canadian billionaire, right? Even though he's never, I'm not going to get into that whole issue of carrying the passport, has houses in the United States, of course. Most of this sounds like it's a tax dodge, which is pretty much how all these boys play. The important thing is, okay, Alibaba Group, not only does he own the Brooklyn Nets, he owns the New York Liberty, which is a women's, that's his tax wash there for owning the Nets. San Diego Seals, which is a national lacrosse league team. Mr. Side played lacrosse when he was in college. Good for him, all-around athlete. Like to see that, right? He was a Yale grad and came out of the prestigious Lawrenceville School in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. So somebody has had an interest in Mr. Side for quite some time. And I don't see how it would have been the father or the mother, because... And I went through this already. Okay. The Tsai family had escaped Taiwan as part of the Kuomintang exodus. So they left with Chiang Kai-shek. Okay. So then Formosa becomes Taiwan after the communists took over mainland China. 13, Tsai was sent to the U.S. to attend the Lawrenceville School in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Not the kind of school that you would just pick out of your hat when you're sitting in Taiwan. Lawrenceville is a super prestigious school. Presidents of other countries have gone there. Big muckety mucks. It's like the Oxford Cambridge of the grade schools. It's a boarding school. He played both lacrosse and football and was a member of one of the houses on campus. He enrolled in his father's alma mater, Yale. Okay, so his father was a Yalie, good for him. And he played Yale varsity lacrosse for 4 years and still supports the team. He has a BA in economics and a JD from Yale Law School, where he was also an articles editor for the Yale Law Review, at which point he is picked up by the infamous firm Sullivan Cromwell. Sullivan Cromwell is the kind of law firm that you see in, what the hell are these kind of movies? Not the Grisham novels, but the Grisham novels, and Syriana, things like that. Sullivan and Cromwell was the law firm that instigated and then solidified the United States' position in the Panama Canal. So you know who you're dealing with there, right? So he went there to work. He was there for 3 years. Then he moved over to private equity at Rosecliff. Also, you know, you'll see them, look them up. Which part in 1995, he joined an investing corporation, went back to Asia. This is all blah, blah, blah for you guys. It doesn't get interesting until he meets the benefactor of all of his money, which is a fellow named Jack Ma. And this is where we get back to our communists. Okay, he took a job. He met Jack Ma somehow over in China when he was there. And he became part of the founding team for Alibaba. There were 18 members. Tsai was the only Western educated member. He also has, you know, the legal skills, this, that, the other thing, financial skills. So he's a good choice to have. And also pretty funny that they found him, right? Jack Ma, as you'll find out, was a conduit for money, prove me wrong, for the People's Republic of China. The Chinese extend money to certain people to expand businesses, of which part of the money is then paid back to the Chinese government or to some form thereof, the party, what have you. So that was Mr. Ma. So he's in business with a Chinese, this guy was in business or is in business still with, or could be, because Jack Ma vanished a little while back because he had said things that were critical about the Chinese banking system and has since vanished. Okay, they don't think that they vanished him. But they think that he has to be brought closer to the party, which means he's sitting through a lot of indoctrination classes. So he knows how Kyrie Irving's going to feel after those meetings with the ADL. But nobody seems to take an interest that this company is owned by a guy who could possibly have connections to Chinese intelligence. And do you know why? One of the reasons is because, and this will be another fun article for you, it's very simple to go through. The Jack Ma one is a great one about Jack Ma because he used to dress up and do crazy shit. But There is one here. The NBA has a very interesting relationship with the communist Chinese. And this article that came out, and I've heard this before, but I figured I'd use ESPN because they're the ones burying Kyrie Irving, right? This is an article from May 19th, 2022. ESPN analysis, NBA owners don't want to, are mum on the China relationship. And in it, they have more than $10 billion invested there. Okay, so the NBA has invested $10 billion. Have they invested $10 billion of their own money? It says right here, repair a ruptured relationship that's cost hundreds of millions of dollars and laid bare the complexities of doing business with an authoritarian regime. I have a feeling, in addition to the money their teams derive from the NBA's $5 billion business in China, many have significant personal stakes there through their own businesses. So do we call that hiding our money from the U.S. tax man? We could call it that if anybody cared, right? ESPN examined the investments of 40 principal owners and found that they collectively had more than $10 billion tied up in China, including one owner whose company has a joint venture with an entity that has been sanctioned by the U.S. government. And guess who that would be? Not going to say his name because he's still got our man on his team. All right. This is the kind of shit you're dealing with. You're dealing with guys that are dealing with enemies of the United States that are laundering huge amounts of money, which is their own and probably some for the Chinese government, through these NBA coffers. You have a guy who has direct connections. If this was the old days and you had an Italian guy who had direct connections to the mafia running one of your teams, there would be an outcry. Or there are other ethnic mafias, which we're not allowed to talk about, but there would be an outcry, right? They would want the guy gone. They'd force him to sell it. As you recall, they forced, the crazy guy out in California, was he Golden State Warriors, who said whatever racist stuff he said. Now, he actually said some racist shit. Actually said it, actually meant it. You know, because his girlfriend had been shtupping various guys on the team. And I think Magic Johnson was involved, although he shouldn't be shtupping anybody with his status. So you're seeing a lot of real bullshit people making an awful lot of money trying to make this guy an object lesson. For God knows what to show that you're upright. You're upright in your business and life. You're going to bury this guy or what? It's all misdirection. I think that you're going to find that as we move forward in the future to things like the famous Hunter Biden laptop and shit of that nature, we're due for a couple of leaks on these kind of guys. They're going to find out that if you are a big sports owner, it is an important thing to be involved in because politicians, everybody likes sports. We'll just say that. Even if you don't like it, if somebody invited you to one of the games, put you in the super box, you will go. Gives everybody a reason to bump into each other, as we say. And things can get done and things can be discussed and nobody's the wiser. That could just be paranoid fantasy. I don't know. I would think about it if I were you. And those of you who are unhappy with the way things are going, perhaps you ought to turn your televisions off. Perhaps you ought to cancel any of those channels that have people on it that are supporting the repression of people that you actually have an interest in. Because like I said, you're not going to be seeing Mr. Irving playing anytime soon. Shannon Sharp was probably correct when he said they already have you done. I think, you know, as he's a messenger boy for the organization, he knew what was coming. But the man's consumed with hate, it seems. Hate for his own people, which is always sad to see. And that's how it runs. So anyway, take a look at some of this stuff. Yeah, that's why I said it's always, you know, they're telling you how great they are. In the meantime, they're wheeling and dealing. What wheeling and dealing were you doing with these Chinese, with these communist Chinese? Not just that these are individuals that are Asian. People directly tied to the ruling body of the Communist Chinese Party in China. Why are they holding your money? And has the IRS checked to make sure that that money is actually being accounted for, right? We don't get to know any of that stuff. So there you have that. And otherwise, have a good Saturday. I'm not paying attention at this last 4 seconds because the thing's trying to crap out on me. But that's about it. Any comments, criticisms, witticisms, put them in the box. And that's it. See you later.